13. The Song of the Reed Flute, Rumi. Listen to the story of the reed flute, how it is complaining. It is telling about separations. Ever since I was severed from the reed field, men and women have lamented. I want a heart torn from separation, so that I may explain the pain of yearning. Anyone who has remained far from his roots seeks a return to the time of his union. I lamented in every gathering I associated with those in bad or happy circumstances. Everyone became a friend from his own opinion. He did not seek my secrets from within me. My secret is not far from my lament, but eyes and ears do not have the light. The body is not hidden from the soul, nor the soul from the body. But seeing the soul is not permitted. The reed's cry is fire, is not wind. Whoever doesn't have this fire may be nothing. It is the fire of love that fell into the reed. It is the ferment of love that fell into the wine. The reed is a companion of anyone who was severed from a friend. Its melodies tore our veils. Who has seen a poison and a remedy like the reed? Who has seen a harmonious companion and a yearning friend like the reed? The reed is telling the story of the path full of blood. It is telling the story of Majnun's love. There is no confidant of this understanding except themselves. There is no purchaser of that tongue except the ear. In our longing, the days became evenings. The days became fellow travelers with burning fevers. If the days have passed, tell them to go, and don't worry, you remain. O you whom no one resembles in purity, everyone becomes satiated by water except the fish. Everyone who is without daily food, his days become long. None who is raw can understand the state of the ripe. Therefore, speech must be shortened. So farewell.